second by Mr. Sherman, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. I'll be reading verses 11 to 27. In the presence of God, we say this is your will. Luke chapter 19, beginning in verse 11. As they were listening to this, he went on to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem. And they thought the kingdom of God was going to appear right away. Therefore, he said, a nobleman traveled to a far country to receive for himself authority to be king, and then to return. He called 10 of his servants, gave them 10 minas, and told them, engage in business until I come back. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we don't want this man to rule over us. At his return, having received authority to be king, he summoned those servants he had given the money to so that he could find out how much they made in business. Verse came forward and said, master, your mina has earned 10 more minas. Well done, good servant. Because you have been faithful in a very small matter, have authority over 10 talents. The second came and said, master, your mina has made 5 minas. So he said to him, you will be over for 5 talents. Another came and said, master, here's your mina. I have kept it safe in a cloth because I was afraid of you. Since you are a harsh man, you collect what you didn't deposit and reap what you didn't sow. He told him, I will condemn you by what you have said to me, the servant. If you knew I was a harsh man, collecting what I didn't deposit and reaping what I didn't sow, why then did you put my money in the bank? And when I returned, a little collection of an interest. So he said to those standing there, take the mina away from them and give it to the one who has 10 minas. But they said to him, master, he has 10 minas. I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who does not have, even what he does have will be taken away. But bring here those enemies of mine who did not want me to rule over them, and slaughter them in my presence. Sunday, we were looking at Jesus passing through Jericho, which is a town down at the northern end of the Dead Sea, the southern end of the Jordan River, right where the Jordan River pours into the Dead Sea. And it's about 2,000 feet different in elevation from Jericho to Jerusalem. And you go up about 20 miles to Jerusalem. It's uphill from Jericho to Jerusalem. It's downhill from Jerusalem to Jericho. So anytime you're going to Jerusalem, it's always up to Jerusalem. It's uphill every way. Well, Jesus was passing through Jericho, and he had just healed a man who was blind, and now there's a man named Zacchaeus, a wee little man, or like a wee little man, being held. I think Zacchaeus might have been a little bit taller. I'm not sure. It doesn't say how short he was. There you go. Now we got Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus wanted to find out about Jesus, but he couldn't see because the crowds were blocking him. So he ran ahead of the direction Jesus was going and climbed the sycamore tree, and he got a good view of it. Now remember earlier Jesus had said, you must enter the kingdom of God like a child. Well, that's something that a child might do. If you can't see, you go climb a tree. Not too many older people know climb trees to see. Some of the older people they should take a cane and even people in front of them, get down and let's see. Or at least that's the meme that you see. I don't know if cane gets get a community project. Okay. Jesus looked up that sycamore tree. He didn't say, "Who are you?" He already knew. Zacchaeus, today I need to spend in your house. And all the people start to say, why is Jesus going to the house of the sinner? They were complaining about Jesus' decision. They thought they were better than Zacchaeus, because Zacchaeus was someone that represented the Roman government, someone that they thought was a worse sinner than they were. Well, it's called, anytime you point a finger at someone, you have three pointing back at you. So they should have looked at themselves and saw if they were sinners also. But Zacchaeus, he said to Jesus, not to the crowd, he didn't try to defend himself to the crowd. He said to Jesus, "I give half of all I have to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone, I will pay back four times what I defrauded." And then Jesus responds, "Salvation has come to this family, because he also is a child of Abraham." The people in the crowd that were complaining about what Jesus said going to his house and what Zacchaeus, looking to Jesus, was doing and thought they were better than Jesus, Jesus pointed out that Zacchaeus was the one God came to seek and to save, but there were many that didn't want to be saved. Jesus then continues on his journey, heading to Jerusalem, and as he's going, he says, look at verse 11, as they were listening to this. Now sometimes we pass over little phrases like that. What was the this they were listening to? They were listening to Jesus say, my mission is to seek and to save the lost. They were also listening to Jesus say, salvation has come to the house of this tax collector. They were also listening to, he too is the son of Abraham. No one is beyond the ability of God to save. I remember one of our deacons here, Ron Halpern, a big man, and even bigger hands. When I was getting ready to shake his hand, I always stretched my fingers out. And still I couldn't wrap all the way around his hand. It's sort of like wrapping the hand around a child. When you're an adult, you don't want that shaking his hand. But he was one who was, before he became a Christian, was a little rough. And he felt that people thought he was too rough to ever become a Christian. But he became one of the leading evangelists here in the church. He would go out to various places and pray, praise God and proclaim the gospel. He would visit all the prisons up in the Huntsville area of Baton Rouge. He would, someone told him one day when they saw his hand, he never harmed us. Now, he's, when they told him this, he was asked by him, why there? He said, okay, I'll try it. Ended up, this white haired guy with these huge hands started arm wrestling. And these big 20-year-olds are there, they're bulked up and everything. And they come up, this old man, white hair, white mustache. And he's whack. And he gave him the credit to God. The lady said, God gave him the big hands as an opportunity to open the door for ministry to proclaim the gospel to a group of people who are not necessarily hear the gospel. Well, Jesus was telling the message about Zacchaeus, and the other people were listening. But they thought the kingdom of God was at hand. It was sort of like a caravan with a politician heading to Washington, D.C. And that person's been running for president, and you think, oh, we're with him because as soon as he gets to Washington, he's going to be sworn in as president. That was the kind of thing that they thought of Jesus. And as soon as he gets to Jerusalem, he's going to set up the kingdom of God. He's going to set up what the Old Testament prophets said was going to happen, that God is going to send his Messiah, and the Messiah will straighten everything up. But Jesus wanted them to understand that they were thinking wrong. That he was the one to delay that. And so he told them this parable. A nobleman traveled to a far country to receive for himself the authority to be king in return. Now Jesus is that nobleman in the parable. He is the one they recognize as the Messiah, one they recognize as a great healer, a prophet, but they hadn't recognized him as king. And he is going to receive authority as king, but he's going to be gone for a while. So he takes 10 of his servants, and he gives them a mina. You go, wow, a whole mina? Well, a mina is 3 months' wages. So to each of these 10 servants, he gives 3 months' pay. Can you imagine that, giving you 3 months' pay? Well, that's what happened. And he told these servants to go and to work, engage in business until I come back. They had a mission to do, and then he was gone. He went to this far country, and when he returned, he called his servants to give an account. One of them, they had been given one mina, returned 10 more mina. Think about that. Given 3 months' wages, and now he is returning 2.5 years' worth of wages. I think he's a good administration. Nothing. Now think about that. It doesn't tell us how long he was gone. But taking 3 months' wages and turning it into 2.5 years, that's an amazing amount of return on the investment. He said, well, thank you, sir. You'll be in charge of 10. Another says, I've taken your one mina and I've gained 5 mina. He put it to work. But another one, now we don't know about all of them. We know about the 3, the one that made 10, the one that made 5, and the one that said, I hid what you gave me. And the other one says, and he hid it, I was afraid of you, since you are a harsh man. You collect what you didn't deposit and reap what you didn't sow. Now the man's come back as king, and he's blaming the king for being unfair. Really, his actions showed that he didn't believe what he was saying. If you think somebody's harsh and they've told you to put their money to work and that they're going to take things that don't belong to them, you don't go and hide it. You do what they tell you to do. Actually, this man was acting like he didn't think he was ever going to return. How does that apply to us today? We have many today that have been given gifts by God to go and use. Like he was telling it to the disciples once. What did they do? They went and spread the kingdom of God throughout the world. The Apostle Paul, it was described to him, he turned the world upside down. And find out about Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul addresses where this growth comes from. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. There's a dispute going on in the church department. There's a great preacher called Apollos. And people are saying Apollos is the best teacher. Others are saying Paul's the best teacher. And Paul addresses this controversy. Verse 5 of 1 Corinthians 3. What then is Apollos? What is Paul? They are servants through whom you believe, and each has a role the Lord has given. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave growth. So then neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building. What did Paul say? It is God who gives the growth. And so back in our passage in Luke, God gave that growth, taking one mina and making ten. Taking one mina and making five. He's the one that gave the growth. We can think of some great evangelists that have gone out and led stadiums full of people of Christ. Most recently, we looked at a man that went to college campuses, and even after his death, he is sparking more people to look for faith in Jesus Christ. What are we doing with the gifts God has given us? He has given us all amount. All ears, all feet, not all our feet were Christian subjects, and not all our ears were Christian subjects. So those have electronic devices to help with that. That necessarily helps us kill somebody. But God has given every gift and called us to go and to. What are we doing with what God is doing? We looked at the servants, but there was another group too. When this nobleman went to the far country, a group went and followed him, saying, "We don't want him to be ruler over us." There are people today that don't want God's rule. They don't want to listen to what God says is right and wrong. They don't want God to determine the truth. He does. He's the king. And he's going to come back one day and say, "Look, to those that have been faithful, we give the reward. To those that have rejected him, there will be judgment and eternity in hell and death of fire. Because they have rejected Jesus Christ." We can write him. We thank to see, to look for, and to save those that are heading to hell without his glory. Look around anywhere, I keep the park here, going down the road, you see a lot of people that are heading to hell. We're heading to hell. The majority of people do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. At work, same as you. At school, and we have an opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Just last week, there was an event, See You at the Pole. And a lot of people met before school at the flagpole of their school to pray for their school. great opportunity to share Jesus with others. Each of us has an opportunity where we can work, wherever we go. Restaurants, stores, schools, share the good news of Jesus Christ. We remember also, it's not our job to keep the mouth speaking. The truth is our job to tell it. But also, his cause, his fault, his service. What we do in the church is I will not let you go. Me, I see this here. It's been a long time in this church. We've got to put chairs in the aisle. But we have volunteers. We can do local services if we need. So don't think, well, I can't invite anyone in the church because there's not enough room. Nothing helps them. All the problems we have are going to go away. I like what one person said, and the pastor said, life on earth is as bad as it gets for a Christian. Life on earth is as good as it gets for a Christian. It's not going to get better for a Christian. Let's invite people to be there. It's going to be there. Tell us, you know, can't wait to heaven. Now, just think, as you go home, you go out to this road, and I know that some people think that stoplight down there is a Christmas tree and a drag strip. Now, if you know about a drag strip, Christmas tree is like a red tree. And you go as fast as you can since it is free. Because you can even hear it. Even when our wind is close, you hear the people from the head down. And they might be doing that if you're trying to pull out the dirt. That's okay. Keep praying for them. Because everyone deserves a chance. That's what it means. And Lord, I thank you for the example you gave us, for reminding us that you does the work. We are just supposed to use the gifts that you have given us. Let us not waste what you give us, but let us be good servants. Jesus, thank you.